This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
At least today, unlike prior, the bowl games come with colleges you have heard of. Nebraska and Utah, I can buy it. Michigan and Texas, okay. I mean, that's a bargain for a Wednesday afternoon. Quote, Coastal and Appalachian State, I mean, I'm sorry. December 28th and 9th or 30th, too close to the sun. That's just too close to New Year's for those matchups. Get them out of the way earlier next year. I've got all the answers over here. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. Always a pleasure to welcome Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential, to the show on the West Her Hotline. Dan, Happy New Year to you. It is, at least in terms of the regular season, the last game ever out at the stadium. I figure you and I probably met there, however long ago that was, maybe 25 plus years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember the first time we met exactly. I know we worked together a little in Rochester on the writing front. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure the first time we actually met in person was probably at a game, no doubt about it.
Do you have any particular memories of our stadium?
Well, I always liked the herd of stats. That was always good.
Yes.
They always handed out these massive packs of stats, the great PR department of the Bills. The hospitality was always great in the press box. The old one, the new one, Western New York charm. The food was always solid. I want to say great, but I never like to complain because it's free in the press box.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Larry Felser seat in the old press box. Remember the Larry Felser seat? They kept an old nice chair in the middle of the press box in honor of the great Buffalo News sports writer. So, man, I've been there a lot of times. There's no doubt about it. A lot of good memories.
By the old press box, you mean like midfield, not the one in the corner? Yeah,
the old now. The midfield. If the fans don't know, for the uninitiated, the press box used to be on the 50-yard line pretty low. It was one of the best vantage points of any press box in the NFL. But then the Bills, like a lot of the other teams, got smart and said, you know what, we can build luxury boxes right there. Let's put the ink-stained wretches in the end zone.
In those years, it's kind of like one of the only windows throughout the history of these two franchises where they were both pretty good, like the late 90s. Testaverde and Flutie. There were a couple of years there, one in particular, 98, I think, where it was a big game late in the season here that the Jets won. But, you know, I guess it's not entirely a coincidence, Dan, that for much of their last 50 or even their entire history, 60 plus years, not often have these two teams been good at the same time.
No, that's a really good point when you think about the histories, and the Jets have that dubious distinction. I believe they're tied with the Sabres in this regard. I'm sure you bring it up every once in a while. 15 years sitting out the playoffs. I can't believe I haven't covered a playoff game in 15 years. I often joke with my radio partner on Sirius XM NFL Radio, Vic Carucci. I go, Vic, what's it like to cover a playoff game? I mean, 15 years, I haven't been in a, I'm not complaining, and I enjoy my job, even though it's not a good team. I feel blessed to be able to cover an NFL team and go to press boxes and stadiums and locker rooms. But I can't believe it's been 15 years since I've been in a press box covering an NFL playoff game.
I feel much the same about hockey, like you mentioned. And they keep adding playoff teams, Dan. And it's still not enough. So, one of these years, but it was the AFC Championship after the 2010 season. The Jets lose in Pittsburgh, and then it's Aaron Rodgers' Packers beating the Steelers in the Super Bowl that year. That's the last appearance the Jets have made in the playoffs. Dan, it's something, yeah, in terms of the Sabres, or even the Bills before Sean McDermott, 17 years in a row. It's something you can really just talk about at length and try to understand. It's not easy to understand. Is it understandable or close enough to that word how the Jets continue to languish like they have? And I wonder, too, if you'd think this is maybe a new low point.
Yeah, this is pretty low. There's no doubt about it. The last month has been, the quality of football has been so low. I haven't seen it at this level in a long time. Blowout after blowout, blown coverage after blown coverage. I mean, I'm covering these games, and you saw some of the highlights where you're playing the New Orleans Saints. Chris Olave is their number one receiver, an emerging star for New Orleans. Wide open behind the secondary for two touchdowns. How does that happen in the NFL? Meaning that obviously star receivers are going to get open and they're going to catch passes, they're going to catch touchdowns. But Chris Olave wide open behind the secondary twice. Against the Jacksonville Jaguars, Travis Etienne, three touchdowns receiving out of the backfield, wide open all three times. Once again, people make excuses. They're playing a lot of backups as injuries on defense. I don't think this defense was particularly good before the injuries, and even with backups. I mean, you see it in Buffalo, and I'll talk about Buffalo as far as obviously they have the quarterback, they have a good head coach, and they have a good coaching staff because twice recently, they had rough first halves dealing with the opposing offense, Philadelphia and New England. Look at the adjustments. I know fans like to ask, and we like to ask, what halftime adjustments did you make? And some people minimize them. I think they're important. So when you look at the halftime adjustments by the Bills against Jalen Hurts and against Drake May, I'm not seeing a lot of good adjustments being made, and I just don't understand, even if you're playing backups, that gets me back to the Bills, because how many times have Bills starters been out on defense, and they're still a solid defense, and the backup safety or the backup corner is not blowing the coverage in the zone concept. I mean, they played zone concepts in college, these kids, right? They've been with the team for 3 months during the regular season and the offseason. Why can't they play basic zone coverage, Mike?
Well, I don't know if I would know the answer to that. Is it an effort thing? Have they tuned out the coach? Is it just that the players are not at a base sort of level of quality, or both?
No, I don't think the issue, and I've written a few blogs about it this week, I don't think the issue is effort or heart or any of that stuff. I know people like to go down that road when this stuff's going on, and a lot of the post-game shows after the Jets' recent loss to New England, effort was brought up. Even the coach brought it up, but he backtracked the next day. It's not an effort thing. I see guys flying around. A bunch of guys got hurt last week. They're flying around. They're trying hard. On defense in particular, they need probably 6 or 7 new starters, and I'm not embellishing. There are players that probably wouldn't be on other teams in certain cases. There are players that make the same mistakes over and over again, and a couple of them aren't even rookies or undrafted guys. The two inside linebackers continue to not read their keys properly in coverage. Jamien Sherwood and Quincy Williams, out of position all the time. ATN beat Quincy Williams on all three touchdown catches. So Those are players they inherited. So I think there's two issues. They made some personnel issues with the players they added in the draft after the first round and the second round. That was pretty good. But after that, undrafted free agents, street free agents, they made some mistakes. And some of the players they brought back, this is the more damning thing. Some of the players they brought back, I don't know what film they were looking at from the prior regime and the prior season. And I'm not acting like I know how to break down film anywhere near these guys do. But I'm telling you, there's certain players that they brought back that they shouldn't have brought back. The film doesn't lie, and these guys should not have been part of the new regime. I don't know what film they were looking at from last season.
With Dan Leberfeld, you know, when we do talk about, you mentioned already, like, I bet you bring this up from time to time, the Sabres comparison, and you're right, we do. And with the Sabres, I think, well, you know, I've got, at times I've had a good roster, or not a good roster, but not a terrible one. But I've got a team that's sort of just in shambles, and it sometimes doesn't make sense. And what I end up thinking of sometimes or pointing to is just a lack of credibility within the organization that doesn't lend itself to bringing out players' best. Like, I don't know if I have, if I want to, maybe subconsciously even, Dan, give everything I've got to this because I just don't believe in it. And could that be a real thing with the Jets? I mean, it's been so long, the issue of the owner and his kids and just sort of who's in charge of what. And I don't know. It seems like the kind of franchise from out here on, you know, from afar that I could imagine players checking out on.
Well, I think that sometimes if you're a player and you don't think some of the coaches are giving you the best chance to win with the scheming, like we were talking before about the halftime adjustments against Philadelphia and against New England for Sean McDermott and his staff. If the Jets ran two fake punts on one series last week, who does that? And that's the kind of thing where the players are like, what's going on here? And so some of it's X's and O's, some of it's player personnel. The roster is really bad now, but people were quick to point out this week about all the backups the Jets were playing in that Patriots game. You know, the Patriots without eight key players, two starting defensive linemen, two starting linebackers, the left side of their offensive line was out, and also
two receivers.
You know, well, Hollins, I didn't want to say two starters at receiver because Hollins was out. I believe he starts. You guys know him well in Buffalo. And Boutte, I don't think Boutte starts, but he's playing well. So eight key players were out. So I don't want to hear about how the Jets had injuries when the other team had eight key players out and they dominated the game in a lopsided fashion. That points to deeper problems than just injuries.
Dan, do you think tanking is gaining traction as a concept in the NFL? I can imagine, maybe we talked about it years ago for some reason, just like dismissing it out of hand. People like to do that with the NFL. We would have it in hockey or other sports. And with football, you tended to get, yeah, it would never happen in football. Do you think that's changing?
Well, you know, right before I came on with you, I was listening in my car to Sirius XM NFL radio, and Jim Miller and Pat Kerwin had on Pete Carroll for his weekly spot. And he said, I'm looking forward to the game against the Chiefs. He didn't say, I'm looking forward to trying to win the game against the Chiefs. And they deactivated, put three players on IR who were key. There's no question what they're doing with the Las Vegas Raiders. With the Jets, they deny it. Aaron Glenn says every week he's trying to win, but starting Brady Cook at quarterback the last couple of games and going into Buffalo with Brady Cook at quarterback, I think they are tanking. And Bart Scott said on the postgame show on SNY, he said it. And that's the team's media partner. He said once they decided to pull Tyrod Taylor and go with Brady Cook, they're tanking. And that came from a guy that not only works for the team's media partner, SNY, he works for the team's website. He does podcasts with Eric Allen, a Buffalo native who runs the Jets website. So Bart Scott, who works for the team's website, said on the postgame show they're tanking. And I asked Aaron Glenn today when he said Brady Cook was the starter. I go, does Brady Cook give you the best chance to win? And he looked me in the eye and said, Brady Cook gives us the best chance to win. I'm not putting Tyrod Taylor in Canton, but there is no way on earth Brady Cook gives them a better chance to win than Tyrod Taylor. There's no way. Brady Cook was an undrafted free agent out of Missouri where he was an average player. He is a great kid. I think he won SEC Academic Player of the Year 3 years in a row.
Wow.
Great, great young man, very smart, but very smart. We've had this discussion before about quarterbacks that went through Buffalo probably before Josh Allen, Jets quarterbacks. You could be extremely bright in school. You could be extremely bright in a regular job. But I'm telling you, this whole thing of processing defenses, that, and Mike, you're a very bright guy in your own regard, yep, and you know there's different types of intelligence. Being very smart, you could be a 4.0 student. You could be a world-famous brain surgeon. You might not be able to read defenses. It's a totally different thing. And Brady Cook is extremely bright. He's checking down to running backs down 42 to 10. He's just not seeing it downfield.
There's a lot I can do mentally. I just don't watch me try to fold a bed sheet. It's impossible.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's got their mental acuity that applies to certain areas.
Yes. I remember taking a test very young in school, like maybe third grade. They're trying to figure out what you're good at. And I got like all these high scores, and there was one category, Dan, called spatial relations, and I got a 35. Like it's 99, 99, 99, 35.
And I always try to explain to Mike, to people, Mike, that, and they just don't get it. They're like, I'll say a certain quarterback over the years, he's not good at processing, going through his progressions. That's coaching. I go, no, it's not coaching. Tom Brady was so unbelievable at it as far as seeing everything. There's so much going on at the same time. You got two edge rushers trying to take their head off. You got the defense showing you one look before the snap and then changing it after the snap. If you're on the road, you can't even hear yourself think. Like, it's really hard, and most humans can't do it well.
Dan, a few more minutes. Do you think Aaron Glenn deserves a second season?
Well, I've made it a philosophy over the years, a policy that I don't fire coaches or GMs or cut players. I try to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say whether he deserves it, but when Albert Breer had a big story today in SI that he's definitely coming back, he said in the story there was never even a consideration of firing after 1 year, and I find that odd.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm not saying he should be fired, but when you see what we've seen, how is that not even in the conversation? Once again, not saying it should happen, but there's something wrong with the process. If you look at what we've looked at and not even bring it up, you could dismiss it, but you got to have it when you're talking around the table. He's got to make major staff changes. They have four picks in the first two rounds. He's got to nail those. I just don't think that the ownership, Woody Johnson and his right-hand man, Ira Axelrad, and his other right-hand man, Jaime Elhai, I don't think they were ever going to eat about $50 million in salary for the 4 years left on Aaron Glenn's contract. I just don't think they were inclined to do that. So I don't think they were ever going to fire him. But I'm telling you right now, this is as bad. I tweeted the other day, and I wasn't being hyperbolic. I've covered the Jets almost 30 years. This is the worst defense I've ever seen of all my years covering the team.
Wow.
And this is a coach who made his bones as a defensive coordinator,
right,
before that a secondary coach, and he was a really good corner in the league. The strange thing about the defense is Aaron Glenn gets the job, and he hires Steve Wilks to run his defense, who he doesn't have a background with and doesn't run the same system. Have you ever seen a coach? Now, Sean McDermott can have Bobby Babbage, but it's Sean McDermott's system. It's a very strange situation where you hire a guy you didn't work with before. You throw him the car keys to run your defense when you made your bones as a defensive coordinator, and you let him run his defense. Mike, does that seem odd to you?
Yes. And by the way, you picked out one of my favorite little gems, too, in reporting, because they always say that, right, Dan? They always say they wouldn't even have thought of it. No way. Like, teams are always defiant to the question of whether they're going to fire a coach or, you know, move on from a player that they plan to keep. Like, we haven't even, who would even think of that? Teams are, because what does it sound like in the middle? You know, we had some long, hard discussions, but we're deciding to keep going with them. They don't want to sound like that either. So, yeah, it's laughable when it comes out that way, I think. I don't know if you're saying the same thing, but.
No, I just, once again, I want to be careful with my words here. I'm not saying he should be fired. I don't do that. But if you're discussing how this season has evolved and what we've seen out there, especially over the last month with a historic stretch of getting blown out, the conversation has to go on at the table. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but to say it never crossed your mind seems a little odd to me.
Sure. No. I think it should happen here. I mean, after any of these recent seasons, even though it might be not even close to happening, a coaching change, I mean, at least you talk about it. So that seems right to me. How about the Bills for you, Dan? So you know the season that's happened. It's looking pretty wide open in really both conferences. I think the national narrative on the Bills is going to be, if not now, when, right? No Kansas City in the playoff picture, but they're also going on the road. How do you like their chances?
Well, I love their chances in the AFC. I think that situation with the Chargers and their offensive tackles is a big problem, even though Herbert is making the best of it. I mean, they're two stud tackles. I mean, these are two first-round picks who are really good. They're both out for the year, as you know. And some of the backups that have been in, like Salyer, who is filling in at left tackle for a couple of weeks, he was hurt last week. So when you have both starting offensive tackles out, it leads to a situation like Justin Herbert's going through. He is getting hit an awful lot. Who knows how sustainable that is? That's one of the reasons he's not playing this week. The winner of the AFC North, I don't think the Bills should be fearful of that team. And New England, we saw in the matchup, New England is doing a nice job. They've got some issues with distractions off the field this week. We'll see. Due process is important. We'll see where those things go. But that can help in terms of distractions. But we saw in that Buffalo game that New England is probably not ready to take out Buffalo in a big game. Maybe they're a year or two away. So I think the path, unless I'm leaving a team out as I'm going through things in my head here, I think the path is pretty clear for Buffalo in the AFC.
Denver?
No. You know, Vic keeps getting on my case because I keep bringing up Bo Nix's playoff game in Buffalo last year. I go, that was an example of the league catching up to a young quarterback's tendencies. And you don't know which Bo Nix you're getting week in, week out. So the defense is really good, but I cannot take Bo Nix in a matchup against Josh Allen. No way.
Very good, Dan. Well, thank you as always for your time. Happy New Year to you. And we'll both be watching here the final game at Highmark Stadium, Jets-Bills.
Yes, we will. Where is the Bulldog? Does he have a gig at a casino with a band?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly where he is. He always takes this week off. And, you know, in a way, I'm sort of jealous, like my family is out frolicking somewhere. But I also like working this week because of all the playoff stuff, all the speculation. It makes for a really interesting week of sports talk, I think. So I'll take it.
No doubt about it. It is a great sports week.
Thanks again, Dan.
Anytime, Mike.
All right. Thank you. Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. Lines are open for you at 803-0550. I'm wide open today. The stadium, as we send it off after Sunday's game, probably. The matchup with the Jets, sure, but the Jaguars, potentially, or the Patriots, who do you want? And we've talked some the last couple of days about Keon Coleman not getting to play recently and just whether that will change coming up, whether you think it should. Dalton Kincaid is another one. People are out there making the point that Kincaid is huge to the Bills' chances, and I have not been totally talked into that yet. Anyway, I'm here for it. 803-0550 for your calls. Sal will join me at 5. Yes, Bulldog is off. I expect him back here with me on Friday. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
On defense in particular, they need probably 6 or 7 new starters, and I'm not embellishing. There are players that probably wouldn't be on other teams in certain cases. There are players that make the same mistakes over and over again, and a couple of them aren't even rookies or undrafted guys. The two inside linebackers continue to not read their keys properly in coverage. Jamien Sherwood and Quincy Williams, out of position all the time. ATN beat Quincy Williams on all 3 touchdown catches.
Dan Leberfeld, just before, talking about the Jets' woes. Maybe it's a low point. I don't know. It is relatable. With the Bills in recent years, we haven't been in this category, but certainly the Sabres have, and before McDermott and Allen, the Bills were. That you already know that. And it gets really, it's frustrating, it's sad, it's a lot of things. It gets really twisted, too, sometimes, trying to decide what you want. I mean, you kind of, not everybody would. This was a huge point of contention with the Sabres at one time, but I don't know. I'm the type that would want them to lose. Better draft pick, simple. What is this good for, winning late season games, you know, that really don't help me in any meaningful way? Of course, I recognize and did then and always have that the players have a different incentive than management would, but it gets to be that time of year where a bad team might as well just keep losing. It's better off. And that's no fun, right? We've been all over that over the years, sort of whether that's respectable or I don't really care if it's respectable. I just want the better value. So that gets weird and also frustrating. Just, you know, I think the Jets are this. I think the Sabres have been this. Maybe that has changed or is changing. But you've got to show like you're a serious organization. And there are certain things both teams have done that, to say the least, really make you question that. Teenagers deciding on players because of their Madden ratings, for one. That's the Jets. And, you know, with the Sabres and Kevin Adams going into year 6 and I guess even getting a new contract after 5 straight misses in the playoffs, I mean, it's unheard of. So I was on in Toronto yesterday, 1050 in Toronto, and we were talking about this. And one of the hosts is Carlo Koliakovo, who played for the Sabres and the Leafs. And did that sound like I was putting him down for having played for the Leafs? I wasn't. Just, you know, to tell you a little bit more about him. But, I mean, I said it's interesting when you're talking to an actual NHL player. Look, I don't know how these guys think, but it seems logical to me that if you're going along in an organization that just seems in different ways to be less than, financially, whatever it is, facilities, can take on all kinds of different forms, you're at risk of getting less out of your team because you might just not get the buy-in in the other direction. So then, I mean, that's what talking to Dan Lieberfeld reminded me of with the Jets is he asked me, like, I always like that about Dan because he'll ask us questions. Like, does it make sense to you that these guys, they played zone in college, that they can't even understand basic zone defense concepts? Like, well, no, but if they're going through the motions on a team, by the way, whose season is long over, and they don't really take seriously the possibility of their getting good, which could be true. I mean, wouldn't that seem normal? Then you're not going to get, you know, just logically, you wouldn't expect to get the very best out of your players. So maybe then it makes sense. Well, it's not our problem anymore, at least when it comes to the Bills. Maybe it's not with the Sabres either. We'll see. They can't lose. It's 9 straight wins. Dallas tonight. 803-0550 for your calls. A big topic on Sunday's game. Of course, it's the end of the stadium, and we've talked a lot about that and look forward to doing more of that. Sal will join me at 5. One thing, if they are going to rest starters, and, you know, we've all made the point that, unlike in the preseason, I mean, you can't rest them all. You only have room for so many, and maybe that's a half dozen players or so who don't get much playing time, if any, on Sunday. But it's not going to be everybody. An interesting one is James Cook, who leads the league in rushing. And if the Bills, and I expect that they would have this incentive, want to get him the rushing title, I don't see that as one of the bonuses, by the way, leading the NFL in rushing. I don't think that's in play for Cook. But if the Bills were to go for that, so Jonathan Taylor is second, and I think it's 48 yards behind. I have it written down somewhere. 47. Hear that paper? That's me looking for it in my notes. I had it written down. So Cook is up by 47 yards. Taylor for Indianapolis plays at 1 against Houston. And so the Bills will know. Maybe he won't even get to 47 yards and you won't have to worry about it. But if Taylor goes for a certain number, then it might be interesting how important it is to the Bills to get the not the record, but to get the rushing title. Like, where is that line? I mean, you could have it be any number, and Cook starts the game, and you just hope he breaks one and puts it away. Probably by that, if it's Jonathan Taylor and Cook, that would be, you know, that would be it. Derrick Henry plays Sunday night. He's farther behind. He could have another amazing game, and then maybe he steals the show. But really, you're shooting for beating Jonathan Taylor out for this. And, you know, if you get a big hit from Cook early in the game, then maybe you're all set. It's different, though, I think, than last year, because it was a similar situation when the Bills went to New England. And what they wanted for Cook was a touchdown to get him the franchise touchdown record. So they got down there and put him in. He got stopped and left him in, and he scored. And that was it. They didn't have to, you know, pile up yards or anything for him. The goal was the touchdown. That was the point. And then he came out, and that was it. This game, if the Bills take Allen out, I wouldn't expect their offense to look good. Like, maybe the Jets are so bad that it will. But I think you could have more like last year's game in New England, a game where they really just don't get first downs and move the ball, in which case Cook might have a tough time getting to the rushing lead, and at what point would the Bills pull the plug on that? Like, if Taylor goes for 90 or something, which, you know, it could easily happen, it's Jonathan Taylor, if he has the kind of game where, say, Cook needs 50 yards to win the rushing title, and it's a slow start, and you want to take Allen out, so you do that, I mean, do you just leave James Cook in no matter what? I would think the Jets would have maybe this one incentive defensively on Sunday would be to deny him that. I don't know what else there is other than just sort of basic stuff like winning the game, whatever, but it might be, he might be a marked man, especially with Allen out. So then I think you have to be ready. You have to draw a line somewhere. I think you would probably do this, not just leave him in at all costs, because then you're completely defeating the purpose of taking guys out in the first place. I assume they think he's important. And if you're leaving him in, I don't expect this, but if you're well into the game and he can't get his 50 yards or whatever he might need, and you're just sort of you know, throwing him into the wall play after play, hoping to get to that number, let's really defeats the purpose of the resting players in the first place. Because not only are you not resting him, you're kind of wearing him out in a meaningless game. I mean, that's, or close to a meaningless game. That's not what you want. So I wonder if there's a number, if they don't get, like if he goes into the game behind and he doesn't pop one early-ish in this game to settle it, would they just kind of keep feeding him until he does? See what that looks like. We might anyway. See what that looks like on Sunday. Is it meaningless to you? I don't mean the stadium either. I don't mean that piece. Is it meaningless to you? You got a chance for a 6 seed or even a 5 with a win. And yes, it is the Jets. The Bills are favored by 7. I think if it were expected that everybody plays like the game were more important to the Bills, that number would be double that. I mean, the Patriots were, I think, a 12.5-point I should know because I had the Jets. A 12.5-point favorite last week on the road against this team. What would the Bills be at home if you felt that they were going all out to win? It might be 14, might be more. Why would it be even more than that? Possibly, but it's not. It's 7. So that's been my, you know, my light on sort of how to look at this game. I think if that line is going to be 7, then people don't expect the Bills' top players to play very much, if at all. Otherwise, come on, 7 against the Jets? I don't think I'll be betting it. I do have limits. And week 18 is kind of my limit. I mean, I say that now. Who knows on Sunday at noon if I'll get an itch, but week 18 is a tough sledding. Do you play fantasy football in week 18? That is hardcore. A few years ago, I joined a league that played week 18 for the championship, and I didn't know it when I agreed to.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Play in the league, friend of a friend, you know, asked me to do it, and okay, I like a challenge, different guys, sure. And I found out later that they play the championship game in week 18, and I don't remember making it to the finals, But I just remember thinking, oh, this is the worst. It's bad enough when it's week 17, which is when almost all leagues finish up, and you've got players like Rashi Rice might be a good example of this. I mean, he was concussed, but teams that just don't have any incentive to win left, and they shut down their best players. Garrett Wilson with the Jets, although that was longer ago. Players like that, where they just don't play because their team is bad. The situation is so bad. And in fantasy, you just have to live with it. But week 18, when kind of everybody sits, just imagine what, think of your best or your one fantasy lineup and what it might look like this week. Sure, like if you have Christian McCaffrey, he plays, but you can't really start Allen, I think. Who's your quarterback this week? Maybe you have Burrow. That would be good. If you've got Justin Herbert, no. Any of these top AFC team quarterbacks could come out. Jalen Hurts might sit. I think he sits for at least some of that game for Philadelphia. Just so many of your options are not available. That doesn't really seem... It makes sense to me why we don't play fantasy in Week 18. If you do, that's pretty crazy. I want to say good for you because it's different and maybe a little bit brave, but I don't know. I got right out of that league. I do not want to be in a league that has all the money come down to this week's games. Sal Capaccio coming up at 5. Lines are open for you, 803-0550. It is New Year's Eve. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off today. I'm Mike Shope, and this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.